Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki te I pāho everyday Māori, ko Hemi Kelly a hau.
Ko Apero Wood whainau.
Tēnā koe e hoa kei te pēhea.
Ai, tino pai ana e hoa, e ora tonu ana.
Kā pai.
Kia koe?
Kei te pai, kei te ora, kei te tino ora.
Kā roe.
Ko te kaupapa I tēnei rā, ko te kupu, please.
Ko te kupu, please. Kā pai, he kupu nui tēnei, ne?
I te reo Pākehā.
I te reo Pākehā.
Ai. I te reo Māori, kaore e pērā rawa te nui. Nō reira, koera hei kaupapa kōrero mātāua. I tēnei rā.
Kā pai, hoake tātou.
E hoki ana ki tēnei kupu I te mea, he kaupapa me kōrero. So we're returning to look at this kupu, we've looked at it briefly in previous episodes, and we're moving away from the dialogue script kaupapa again today. We're going to return to that shortly. Just to talk about this kupu and other aspects of the reo that aren't as easily taught maybe through a script or dialogue, so we can just sit down and have a kōrero about them instead.
Ka pai. Sounds good.
You'll know about language transfer, being fluent in more than one reo.
Language transfer.
Aye.
What are you talking about here?
Language transfer is when one language starts to influence another, the way you speak or the way you think in another language. And that happens quite a lot with English and Māori because they kind of coexist in this space in Aotearoa. And we all speak English or are exposed to English. So we're sometimes influenced. The way we speak or the way we think in Māori can be influenced by our knowledge of English.
And the use of the word please is a good example of this, isn't it?
The use of the word please, the way we say sorry. Our aspects of English sometimes, yeah, start to like flow into Māori. And even the other way as well. Like the way we speak English sometimes if we're native Māori speakers. You can hear the thought pattern being spoken in English. Language transfer.
Language transfer.
It's not only with like the words and language patterns. It can also be with accent.
That's true, actually. Yeah, where we put the emphasis on the syllables and such.
You know how some of us speak English with a Māori accent, you know, like that's all language transfer. And we're going to talk about please because in English, I grew up anyway hearing this all the time. What's the magic word? Say please. You know, and that just doesn't exist in te reo Māori. So starting to hear it more and more, I do hear the word koa being used in the wrong way.
Okay, ka pai. So we want to address that today.
Aye. What's your knowledge of the kupu koa?
Koa. My knowledge is that it can be used as a type of please, softening a request, right? So if we've got a tono, we can add koa into our tono to, I guess, increase the politeness, decrease the sort of directness of it. Is that sort of along the right lines?
Koia. Koia. Koia hoki. And also it's in the tone, it's in the way we speak, it's who we're speaking to, how we speak to them. Te ahu o te reo, te piki te heke o te reo, te rangi o te reo. So keeping all that in mind as well. So with that in mind, e runga I te rā whakaaro, it's not absolutely necessary to use koa. We can just say, ho mai te pata, and that's fine. But if we do want to use koa, there's a few ways to do it. And there's one of three ways in which we can do it. So let's look at those three ways that we can use koa.
Ka pai.
Hei timatanga ake, before we get there, let's look at the ways we don't want to use koa.
Okay, we'll start with then.
All right. So the ways we don't want to use kua, it's never going to sit on its own.
Okay, never.
Never. Like in English, we could say please. Kua is a particle. So in te reo Māori, if we're using a particle, it needs to sit next to or around other words to make sense. Particles don't sit on their own. There might be some exceptions, but generally they're not going to sit on their own.
Kapai. So we're not going to be saying kua, kua,
kua. The other way we don't want to use kua is at the start or
at the end of the sentence.
Aye, aye.
Okay.
Kua, homai te pata.
Homai te pata kua, also we don't want.
Aye, aye. So that you can see when we talk about language transfer, how that has come directly from English.
Mm.
Please, pass the butter.
Yeah, or pass me the butter, please.
Aye.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Kapai. So now that we've dealt with that, let's look at the ways we do want to use kua.
Kapai. Hiaha te tuatahi.
I've put all these into the context of email, of writing, just to give it like an overarching kaupapa. So as we go through these example sentences, you'll see that the kaupapa is in like the email setting.
Kapai.
Kei te marama.
Kei te marama.
Kapai. So the first way that we can use kua, one way we can use kua, we can use it at the start of the sentence, but it needs to be preceded by the word
tēnā.
Tēnā.
Mm.
Tēnā kua. And that's the way that it is correct or makes sense if we're putting it at the start of the sentence.
Ka pai. Homai tētahi tauira.
Anei tētahi tauira. Here's one example. Tēnā kua. Tukuna mai he nama ki au.
Mm.
And as we go through, let's translate these examples as well. Hau te whakapākehatanga.
Ka pai. Please give me a number.
Mm-hmm. And nama, in this context, is invoice.
Invoice. Right. Ah, I see.
Koenei te kupu mo te invoice.
Nama, he nama.
So if I was requesting someone to please send me an invoice, tēnā kua, tukuna mai he nama ki au.
Ka pai.
Kei a koe tētahi tauira.
Mm, ai. Pewhia tēnei. Tēnā kua, imerahia mai ngā kōrero o te hui.
Ka pai, ka rau e tērā. Please send me the minutes from the meeting.
The minutes of the meeting.
The kōrero o te hui. Ngā kōrero o te hui. The minutes from the meeting.
Ka pai.
So that's one of three ways that we can say please in te reo Māori, tēnā kua, at the start of the sentence. The other way is that we might leave kua out altogether and just use tēnā on its own.
Hmm, okay.
Let's look at an example. Mehe mea ka tae e koe, tēnā tukuna tēnei imera ki o tāngata.
Hmm. So if you're able to, please send this email to your people.
To your people.
To your people. Let them know. Ka pai. So we got tēnā tukuna tēnei imera ki o tāngata. So it's coming at the start of the request, at the start of the tono, before the tūmahi.
Please send this email to your people.
Mm. I'd say that's probably the easiest way to incorporate a please, right? Partly because it's quite similar to the way we'd use it in Te Reo Pākehā.
Aye, aye, tika. He re ringa no?
Hmm. I roto I tēnei horopaki. Aye. Mēnā ka tae e koe, tēnā waiahia mai au I mua I te rima karaka.
Mm, ka pai tēnei re ringa. I need this one every now and then. Mēnā ka tae e koe, if you're able to, tēnā waiahia mai au I mua I te rima karaka. Please call me before 5 o'clock.
Mm. Kaua I muri.
kaua I muri te rima karaka.
Don't call me after.
Karawe tērā, ka pai. The third way in which we might use kua or say please I te reo Māori is by putting kua directly after the tūmahi in the sentence, in the tono.
Ai, ai, ka pai. Hei tauira.
Homai kua ngā taipitopito kōrero.
Homai kua ngā taipitopito kōrero. Hiaha ngā taipitopito kōrero iho?
Ko ngā taipitopito kōrero ko ngā kōrero whaiti mo tētahi kaupapa.
Mm.
Ai. ko ngā details.
Ngā details. Mm. Pērā ki ngā minutes o te hui?
Pērā I ngā minutes o te hui, ai. Te rā pia ka tū tētahi kaupapa nui a te rāhoroi, tēnā homai ngā taipitopito kōrero. Ko waikei te haere atu, hea te haora kā tīmata, e rā momo kōrero.
Ai. Ai, he whaitake tēnei kupu. Ai. Tai pito kōrero, ngā ai. Details, ne?
Ai.
Karawe.
Hea te whakapākehatanga.
Please, give me the details.
Kā pai.
Yeah.
Ko tahi anō te rerenga tauira?
Ai. Whakapā mai koa I mua I te paunga o te wiki.
Whakapā mai koa, get in touch, please get in touch. I mua I te paunga o te wiki before the end of the week.
Te paunga o te wiki.
Right. I mua I te mutunga o te wiki. I mua I te paunga o te wiki.
E rua, ne?
Koia.
Ka pai e hoa, koira ngā ara I te whakamahi I te koa, I roto I enei rerenga, ngā ara e toru, ne?
Ai, koira hoki. Kei te tika tau, koera ngā ara e toru. So just to revisit the ways we don't want to use the kupu koa or the ways we... It isn't completely correct to use the kupu koa is by having it on its own.
Mm.
Having it...
At the start or the end of the sentence.
Koia. And the ways we do want to use koa or soften a request, like you said, is by one. If we are using it at the start of the sentence, it's going to be preceded by tēnā.
Mm.
Tēnā koa. Tēnā koa haere mai. Tēnā koa whakapā mai.
Mm.
Tuarua, using tēnā on its own.
Mm. Tēnā on its own. So tēnā, tukuna mai he imera.
Koia. And then the last way we might use it is by placing it directly after the tūmahi.
Whakapā mai koa.
Homai koa. Te pata.
Ai. Homai koa te pata. Homai koa te tote.
Homai koa te moni.
Ka pai.
E mehi atu ana ki a koutou e whai nei a māua e ako nei te reo. Kia kahara I roto I te ako, ki te kōrero, ki te whakawhānui hoki I o koutou mōhiotanga, ki tō tātou reo rangatira. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Hei kua nā. Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.